want to make a suggestion, and that is that I think it might be a good idea, considering that the Yeshivat Lev HaTorah is a first-year developing entity. I think it's very crucial that we have opportunity to speak about, you know, how it's going, things that need to be, you know, done. I was thinking about possibility of some Shabbos programming or some other type of things. Again, I don't know off the top of my head, but I really want to discuss it with you guys. I know we have to also talk about when there's going to be a break, a winter break, when that is. So maybe what makes sense to do is to I could do it every week. If you want to, you know, every week I would say 12 o'clock on Friday after Yeshiva. I don't know if everybody's here on Friday or not. I don't know. I don't know what your schedules are. Guys, are most of the guys here Friday, generally speaking?
Mostly.
Yeah. Maybe Friday would be a time at 12 o'clock after Yeshiva that we could just meet the schmooze for a few minutes. Either it could be every week, or at least maybe this week or every other week, just to see in general how things are going, so we could talk about things that need to be talked about going forward. If there's a question, there was a little bit of a question about the base manager's usage and any things of that nature, I would be happy to, let's just talk those issues through, maybe. And I'm offering for sure this Friday at 12 o'clock, and maybe every Friday if you want to come into the office and talk, or every other Friday. I mean, next Friday won't be here, but whatever it is. Two of the topics actually that I was asked to speak about on the list of things have to do with attitudes towards college and the importance of getting good grades in college. So I'd like to briefly talk about these issues. First of all, obviously, to discuss this, you have to take a little bit of a step back and talk about the Torah's view of secular knowledge, the Chlal. Again, in 20 minutes, it's not so easy to talk about all these topics, but just to give a little bit of a basic. I'll stop saying that for now. You all know that every topic I talk about is impossible to talk about in 20 minutes. Okay, that's set. So now we're done. I'll stop saying that, but that should go without saying. I believe that there are the Torah feels that there are many valid reasons, important reasons for having a modicum of secular education. Obviously, the question is how much. You know, everybody maybe requires something different, but I think in a general way, I think that a person who knows some amount of secular knowledge, it helps. It helps one's learning, I think. I think there are certain sugyas that are complicated, that are based on understanding of things that are outside of Torah. I think that the ability to analyze certain things can certainly be sharpened and honed by someone's understanding of other knowledge. And again, so I think first of all, some amount of secular knowledge can help a person in learning. Perhaps even more importantly, though, I think that for a person to acquire secular knowledge, I think in the world that we live in, I think it helps a person as an Oved Hashem in general, in terms of relating to the world around him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know what's going on in this world. He doesn't want us to just sort of cloister ourselves in the four walls of the Beis Medrash and not really, you know, have interactions with the world and not really to know. One Maramakom that some people talk about in this context is the very, very beginning of the Rambam Sichas Yisodei HaTorah, where the Rambam writes in the second paragraph, in the second parak, he says, there's a mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvah la'avo l'yiroso, Shnemer v'hasen. Okay, again, my Rebbe Rav Blachman didn't learn the Rambam this way, but others did learn the Rambam like this. V'heachi aderech la'avos l'yiroso, what's the way the one comes to love the Rabbonu Shalom, meant to be in awe of him? V'shashi yuzbonin ha'adam b'masa v'ruav ha'nifloyim ha'gdolim. Person analyzes the ma'isim of the Rabbonu Shalom and all of his creations. The year mehem chachmaso she'ein la'erech v'lo kates miyad hu oiv hu mishabeach hu mufaru misava tavigdol leida Hashem agadol. By analyzing Hashem's creations, by analyzing the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, a person can come to a hakara of the godless habori by studying science, particularly, let's say, by studying the human body, by studying the miraculous way that the world was created. So for a person to do that, I believe that it does a yid who comes to studying science or secular knowledge from the perspective of the fact that Magadlo Masecha Hashem, how unbelievable it is that Rosh Hashanah's world was created, I think comes to a deeper appreciation of of the godless habore in many words. Of course, that's more limited to science, but just bechlal, you know, just bechlal for a person to know what's going on in the Ribbono Shel Olam's world, to see what kind of people the Ribbono Shel Olam put on the world, and to learn things from people. You could learn from people. You can learn from people in the Torah world, and you can learn from intelligent people, from menschlich people. You can learn a lot how to be a mensch from a lot of people. Lav dafka, you have to be a Talmud Chacham to be a mensch. There are plenty of people in the world who are very fine people, from the Chachmei Umas Olam. The Gemara says, Chachma Bagayim Tamin. Chachma is something that we look at positively. The Torah looks about that positively. Chachma, we believe. Torah Bagayim Al Tamin. Again, I want to be clear. Talmud Torah connected Kulam, and the fact that a Jew needs to try to use as much as he possibly can every free moment of his towards the study of Torah and godless for Torah, that's a sine qua non. That's true. And of course, the tricky thing becomes, but again, I want to say that that I think obsession with anything is dangerous. And I think that sometimes when people have, you know, if a person feels every second he's sitting in a college class, how come I'm not learning now? How come I'm not learning now? How come I'm not learning now? So there's something good in that. There's something good in that, because we want people to always feel like, you know, they should be involved in learning. But there's also something very dangerous in that, because it leads a person to never feeling that he's measuring up. I don't think it's healthy for a person to have that attitude. I think a person has to say, I need to attend college because A, maybe because I want to know something about the Ribbono Shel Olam's world that's outside of Torah. B, I need a parnasa. I need something that I know that this is important for my parnasa. So I believe that we have to have the attitude that for us, that college is lechatchila. It's lechatchila. It's something we should be doing. We shouldn't be upset about doing it or going to it. It's not something we should feel upset. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from me. If a Jew is doing what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from him, if he really feels he's doing what the Ribbono Shel Olam, he has no reason to be upset about that. He has no reason to feel like it's not part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's plan. So I feel very strongly that that this is important. You're doing this. You know, this is something that many Talmidei Chachamim feel is crucial for a person in terms of his parnasa, is important for a person in terms of his understanding of the people that populate this earth, and understand that the Brias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created billions and billions of non-Jews. There's a reason why he created all those people. You know. And it's not just to tell us how not to act. It doesn't make sense. There's people who are always so to understand what's going on in the world, to understand a little bit about different cultures and the way people behave in different places, I think that's part of being a member of society. So some say that it's also part of what we just read last week. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells on Menchava Pru Revu Meluas Arz V'chiv Shuha. What does it mean, V'chiv Shuha? I want you to conquer the earth. What does that mean? He wants the Jews to go and we got to go out and, you know, have an army and we should be taking over the earth, right? I guess Lubavitch understands it a different way, right? I'm sure, like the Mamish got a Mamish again. Maybe that could be definitely a legitimate understanding to like somehow spread Yiddishkeit, you know, to everywhere, right? There's two things you can find everywhere in the world: Coke and Lubavitch. Everywhere, anywhere, you can find them. It's incredible what they do. The Kiruv, you know. But the Chivshua, so some understood, Rav Soloveitchik once had a drasha about this. He understood that this is part of appreciating the earth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed us in. I want to talk about another dimension of this. And again, there's a lot. So there's a lot that a person could study in college. Again, I would recommend that you try to take as many courses as possible that you will find that you think will help you in life. I mean, I can tell you that myself. Every writing class that I took in college, Mamish helped me tremendously in terms of communicating. I didn't know that I was going to be in a position that I have to always be communicating with parents. And it makes a whole huge difference if parents see that when I write something, it makes sense, it's coherent, it's in the proper English. It makes a difference. It means that people, you know, are going to take what I'm saying more seriously, which is important for everything I do in life. I mean, writing particularly for me happened to be an area that I developed and grew in during college tremendously, and it is a huge help and asset. Did I sit in, you know, so some say, if you don't go into chinuch, you should study psychology, because to understand the way people operate, it makes sense. So that makes sense. So in terms of selecting knowing which courses that you're going to be taking, is that going to help you, you know, in your particular area of profession? So yeah, it makes the most sense to try to choose those courses that you feel will be helpful for, to you most in life. And again, you know, again, there are certain courses, as I say, in life that I think in general could be helpful for a Jew. For a Jew, which are the courses that are the most helpful for a Jew? Which are the least? Also, you have to know what not to take. I mean, there are certain courses that basically just mitchilasam vad sofam are filled with kfira, or mitchilasam vad sofam are filled with isurim. You know, yeah. So you know, certainly the art courses. You know, even in YU, there were many of the rebbes who would talk. YU's offering courses, and some of the rebbes would say publicly that, you know, you're not allowed to take these courses. They're usur. I saw the courses. I heard the Rebbe say, it wasn't just rumors. That those things really just did happen. So you have to know. You know, sometimes if you're studying in art and like mamish mitchilaso about sofa, the whole thing's about studying, you know, nudes or things of that nature, or you know, certain courses. You know, sometimes let's say in secular college to take like, you know, Bible courses. Sometimes they're mamish just filled with. Mitchilasam van sofam with kfira. You have to be very careful about things like that. So again, if you have a course and, you know, once in a while somebody injects a little kfira, that's one thing. But like mamish mitchilasam van sofam, the whole thing, I don't really understand why a Jew should be a chumash. We know how to learn. We don't need the. I don't think we need, you know, secular college to teach us how to take academic, you know, biblical studies. I don't think we need that so much. My opinion. I hear people disagreeing, but that's my opinion. But there's another nakuda that I think is very important to stress, and that is, again, this was rumor. Maybe the Rebbe can tell me. I always heard quote. I'm embarrassed. I never saw it inside in the time that I didn't think to look it up. But apparently, so the Hasidic yeshivas wrote a shaila to Rav Moshe Feinstein that they have to that in order to get money from the government, the rules used to be that you have to have certain secular studies in the Hasidic yeshivas in order to get money from the government. So the question was. The Hasidic yeshiva sent a shaila. I don't know if it's published in the Igros Moshe. I never saw it. Are you familiar with that shula?
The cheating shaila?
The shaila about he was asking them about you know, of course we know you're not allowed to study secular studies at all. That's the approach of the Hasidic yeshiva. But we need the money from the government. So is it mutter for us to have secular studies in the yeshiva in order to get money from the government? So Moshe wrote to them back as follows. It's rumored. I never saw this inside, but I heard this quoted many times. I'll try to look for it later, or something along these lines. Anyway, Rav Moshe said, whether you should have secular studies or not, yeshiva, that I can't tell you. But what I am telling you is that if you have them, then you should do them well. And you have to do them well. And you shouldn't condone any kind of dishonesty, any kind of cheating, on that kind of stuff. And don't let the kids cut corners about it. And I think that the yisod of that is a very, very important thing. Because one of the questions that was posed to me was, how important is getting good grades? Which to me translates, depends what that question meant. Let's spend the whole time analyzing. How important is getting good grades? So that question can be read in one of two ways. How important is the grade per se? Or how important is it to work hard in this subject, or just to plop it and you know, and to just not put any effort and energy into it? So if the question is how important is the grade per se, I don't believe grades should be important at all. Again, hold on. I mean, it's true that you may get a job offer based on your GPA. You may get into graduate school based on your grades. So it's important to get good grades in the sense that you need it to get into graduate school. So that is very important. I think that shouldn't be overlooked. But I don't believe that when it comes to learning things that the ikkar should be the grade. The ikkar should be the process of learning the information. That's important. If you happen to have blanked out on the test, afterwards you remember, so at least you have the stuff. Again, you're not going to get into graduate school now. You can't tell them, I just blanked out, I'm sorry. You need the good grades, but I think that we shouldn't be so focused on results. We should be focused on the process, more about the learning, about acquiring knowledge. But if the question was, how important is good grades in the sense that, you know, I'm just going to chop-plop it and you know, just do it to get by, so I think that's a dangerous attitude to have. I think that whatever a person has, if he's consulted with his friends and parents and rabbeim, and he feels that going to college is important, I think you should do it seriously. You should take everything you do. You should do it seriously, because if you train yourself not to take things seriously, it's going to spill over. And then every single thing you do in life, you have to say, oh, should I take this seriously? On this, I'm going to do 75%. I'm going to do 50%. I'm going to do 25%. This, I'm going to do 100%. It's not a good, I don't think it's a good attitude to have in life. I think that if you're in a class, again, that doesn't mean you have to sit and go, you know, ad l'shamayim. But I do think that if you're in a class, you know, you should take it seriously and try to do your best in it if you think that's important. Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe the question was coming from for the second side of that question. And it was more like,
sorry, which one was the second one?
The second one was like, basically, how much time of learning should be expensed through, like, in other words, like, you can try really, really hard and, like, get, like, really, really good grades, or you can do, like, you can do pretty well, but, like, still about to be able to learn more. In other words, like, fine, you're not going to get 100, but you're still going to be learning much more. And, like, I was saying, and that's something that's going to say, I don't care that I'm going to throw it away. No, I'm going to try to do okay, but I'm not going to take over my life, and I'm still going to try to learn as much as I can.
Okay,
so
that's
what it was coming from. Or is it like, no, this is, like, I don't know, like, maybe from what we're saying right now, it's like, no, you got to try, like, make it, like, do your best and sacrifice a lot of money for that.
No, so that's a very good question.
Right, that's
a much more fine distinction that needs to be made. Again, I try to give klolim here, but let me try to react to that question. So it depends on a lot of factors. I mean, it's not easy to answer that question. It depends on a lot of factors. I think it depends on number one thing. It depends on how important are the grades for going to the next level in graduate school in your particular issue. Are you getting a college degree mostly because, you know, you want to have a college degree because having a college degree is important to getting a job in this world? And if anybody is hiring two people, one of them has a college degree, one of them doesn't, they can always give the nod to the guy who has the college degree in most cases, unless the other guy is much more talented. So the question is, are you just getting a college degree for the sake of getting a degree? Or are grades really important for your particular future in your field that you're going into? So I think that's one question that has to be asked. But let's say, assuming that the difference for you between getting an A and a B+ in a grade in a class, you feel is not really going to change your future that much. So it's not a future issue. It's just an issue of by itself. So I agree. That's a hard question. I see both sides to that issue. I guess maybe I'll leave it by saying that I definitely think that both approaches would be legitimate in that case. I think that on the one hand, somebody wants to say, listen, I'm in the class and I believe that what I do should be done, taken seriously. Again, you're seriously and then there's killing yourself. Agree. Put it this way. I think that if you're in a class, you should take it seriously. What does that mean? Take it seriously. How many? So everybody has to, I think, make their own judgment of what is that. But I think that it should be taken seriously. I don't think it should be chaplot. I think it should be taken seriously. Do you have to obsess to get a 97? I would agree with you. I don't think so. And I think that if somebody would say that I don't want to take it seriously because I'd rather learn more and I'd rather just do enough in the college to get by, but as long as you can still in your mind say that you're taking it seriously, I think that would be legitimate. But I think it would also be legitimate for a person to say, hey, you know, I really need this for my future. And, again, look, we have a yeshiva that has starim from 9 to 12 and 8 to 10. So I think people who have joined this should make sure to keep those siddurim. Maybe around finals time it might be a little harder to take those siddurim. Okay, that's legitimate. But, you know, again, everyone has to decide what their own schedule is like. I'm not trying to pass it across the board. Maybe this is more like a personal thing for individual people to ask individual questions about, and that's fine, we can do it. But I think there's nothing wrong with taking college classes seriously. I agree with you that I think to obsess over it and to say, I'm almost have to get a 99 in every class at the expense of Ninth Seder, Lamashal, so I wouldn't agree to that. I think that they should take it seriously. But again, the details of this is difficult to say to each individual. So just to summarize, I think that there are many aspects within a person's avodas Hashem that are enhanced through not just the study of Torah, but also the study for things outside of Torah. again, I think there has to be in its right amount, the right perspective. I think certainly a person's ikkar time and ikkar energy, ikkar avodah, should be the study of Torah. But I think that the time that is set aside for secular studies should be taken seriously. I think adarabah, if you end up not taking it seriously, then it's really a waste of time. Because if you go to college and get nothing out of it, then it was really worthless. Right? So I think that if you go there, you should try to get certain things out of it. I identified certain things in writing, certain things in science, certain things in the study of human beings, certain things maybe in psychology, different areas that I believe have wisdom to contribute to Torah. Obviously the question is at what price? I think it helps us understand Hashem's world. I think it certainly helps us in Parnassah. We need to get good grades. Sometimes you need to get good grades because that's going to mean a good graduate school, and that's going to mean a good Parnassah, which it's not so easy to make Parnassah. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, "Bezeh asapecha toch alechem." It's not so easy to do that. So, and I also think the idea of just in general not chaplopping things, I think that's it's not a good mahalach for a person to get into in life. Like our Moshe's Shuvah, the Hasidic Shuvah, if you tell them to cheat or be dishonest in terms of, you know, getting things or lying about secular studies to get money from the government, you're training kids to lie, and training kids to lie is bad. So I think also that training people to just chaplop things and not take them seriously is also not a good midah, something to be careful. I think that if we decide that we're doing something and it's based on opinions of Talmidei Chachamim, we think it is a Torah opinion, so we have a right to put energy into it and to take it seriously and to get something out of it, hopefully have love. So I hope I gave a little bit of a general perspective on some of these issues, and Be'ez Hashem will continue next week. And also, I just want to say that, again, I mentioned before that Friday, maybe tomorrow, 12 o'clock, if you want to schmooze a little bit about just yeshiva in general, I'm happy. You know, I think it would be a nice thing and a productive thing for us to spend a few moments speaking about that, about other issues, and I can do it either every week or every other week. I'm happy to do it. Okay. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Oh, that's the only one? No. Yeah.
But he said that same idea. Maybe there's another one, but.